From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time for your comments on our program.
Our first comes from Brendan Murray of Silver Spring, Maryland. He was clearly listening closely to my interview with Republican strategist Mike Murphy about how Mitt Romney might go about choosing the perfect running mate.
Our listener writes, Mike Murphy expressed concern that Mitt Romney, selecting a young up-and-comer for a vice presidential candidate a la Marco Rubio, would be as bad an idea as having Robert Redford's agent sign him up for a movie that co-starred Brad Pitt, suggesting that the younger partner would outshine the elder. Mr. Murray continues, he needs to check IMDb. They actually did already collaborate quite successfully on a movie, 2001's Spygate.
The end of the hour.
You first.
Age before beauty.
There's your proof, a movie trailer. Well, moving on, we got a lot of responses to our interview yesterday with social worker Dan Cohen about his efforts to bring personalized music on iPods to nursing home residents with dementia.
Long-term memory of music when one was young remains very often. And so when if you tap that, you really get that kind of awakening response.
John Dauzilio of Easton, Connecticut writes, I've seen this with my own eyes. He shares his experience volunteering at a nursing home during a performance by the country singer George Hamilton IV. The residents considered more awake were placed closer to the stage with increasingly less responsive patients towards the rear.
Mr. Dauzilio describes this memory. I noticed a beautiful, strong baritone voice. I scanned the front rows and didn't see anyone who looked like they could be making that much sound.
I'm a long ways from home and I miss my loved ones so.
He goes on, next time the verse came around, we looked throughout the entire audience and we found the singer. He was in the very back row. He'd have his head down for the verses, but when the chorus came around, he'd lift his head, eyes still closed, and belt it out with a gorgeous voice. Still gives me the shivers thinking about it today.
Thanks to all of you who share your comments and your personal stories with us. You can write to us at npr.org.